Okay, so I tried recording this and I could not understand the app. But before I just start talking about the things that I want to talk about, I just want to call attention to the fact that I am in my bed at 10:10 in the morning on a day that I have off from school. It's a Wednesday. And I'm using my Apple earbud head microphone. Again, I'm in my bed, I'm in my pajamas, I don't have a bra on. It's gonna be a great day. I have a marching band performance later tonight, so that should be interesting. But I think I just want this kind of atmosphere that I'm in right now, with me being just so relaxed. I just want that to be the type of vibe that people get from this podcast and whatever it turns out to be. I don't know how long I'm going to be doing it, if I'm going to hate it, but I think it's just something that would be interesting. And really, what this podcast, what I want it to be about, is just about teenagers this day and age, specifically being one and what that's like and what kind of pressures you feel. What outlooks you have on things. So hopefully later down the road I can get some of my friends to come on and talk about it because I have some really interesting friends. But really it's like, what are we interested in? How do we view the world? What are our perspectives on things that are going on in society? And that's what I hope to help answer either for adults who are seeking to understand their kids or their teenagers or for teachers or just for anybody. And it's not going to be super psychological, but just me talking and me talking about things that are going on right now in America and around the world. So yeah, let's just get right into it. So hi, my name's Rachel, and welcome to this brand new podcast that I don't really know what it's going to turn out to be. I feel kind of like an idiot. I'm alone in my room with the sun coming in onto my bookshelf, and I'm talking it to no one, which I guess I've been doing for years. I've always just talked to myself or talked to no one, and there's nobody around to listen. But this time there is somebody to listen. So today I just thought I would do a little bit of an introduction and then talk about my love for the written word and why I think that it's kind of dying out a little bit, especially in my generation, and just the things that we can do to fix that problem because I don't want it to die out. I don't want it to be this thing that it's like, oh yeah, whatever. Because I remember, like, especially now, I hear a lot of my friends say, like, oh yeah, when I was younger, I used to love reading. I used to read all the time. And then now they just say, oh, I don't have time, or I just can't find something that I'm interested in, or school ruined it for me, and I hate being assigned books. I wish I could just read what I wanted to. And I think that that's a real problem, and I think that we need to, as a group of people and as a group of book lovers, just show them that there's real beauty in it, and there's real beauty in taking the time to read and to comprehend things. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I think I just heard about 10 people, the 10 people that clicked on this click off. But just a brief introduction about me. I'm not going to be saying my last name because I am a minor. I am a teenager. But again, hi, my name's Rachel. I live in Minnesota. I don't know if you can tell by my accent. I really hope it's not that strong. I'm super insecure about it because I just think that Minnesotan accents are so fucking annoying. I just think they, whenever I hear them, it just like scratches. It's like nails on a chalkboard. So I really hope I don't have one of those super strong ones. I live close to Minneapolis. I live in a suburb of the Twin Cities, specifically Minneapolis. Just to give you a little geographic barometer, geographic like meter as to where I am in the world. Because a lot of times I'll hear people talking and I'm like, where the hell are you? Like, I don't know where you are, what things are going on around you. So I think something really interesting about me is that when I was 2, my parents got divorced. So I've kind of always gone from house to house and things like that. And it's also really interesting. Both of my parents come from families, come from Catholic families of 7. So I have, 12 aunts and uncles on both sides counted, and lots and lots and lots of cousins. Sometimes I forget that I have certain cousins, because obviously they're from Catholic families, so they have a fair amount of kids. And I don't really remember where I was going with this, but, oh, I remember. Because they're Catholic, I have a really cool look inside the inner workings of, like, the political system, because my mom's father was a farmer, and her brothers, 2 of them are farmers currently in Iowa, and they're very much capital T Trump supporters, and it's so interesting being from Minnesota and having both of my parents, who are quite liberal, it's just interesting going down there and seeing, like, the distinctions and how different it is from being in the suburbs of a city and then going down to rural Iowa, and how much that can change a person's outlook on the world. And even, like, talking to some of my cousins who are around my age and just hearing their different perspectives with being down there. Excuse me. But, yeah, my dad calls me his little liberal crusader because I have very liberal views, and he's a little bit more reserved, but still liberal. So, yeah, I mean, I guess now you know where I stand politically. And I guess I'm rambling, but another thing that just came to mind is almost how helpless, helpless I feel as a teenager, somebody who's not 18 and not being able to vote in the upcoming election in November, which is just like a couple, like 2-3 weeks away, and not being able to help or vote because I think I'm more educated than people even in their 30s about politics today, especially in my state and nationally, and I really keep up with it, and just not being able to voice my opinion on that really sucks. It really sucks because I can't do anything about it. Like, yes, you know, I could sign petitions on change.org, and I can go to local marches, but, like, what is that really gonna do? I don't know if that makes any sense or if that just sounds like a woe is me type thing, but, like, you know, what can I really do? And I don't know. I just feel like there's not much I can do. So I hope that with this podcast I can do a little bit of something. I guess there's a lot of things that my generation can do, and, you know, we're young and Well, we're just young, but we have a lot of really great ideas and a lot of stuff to offer the world that I don't know that the world's ready for it yet. But, oh boy. Oh, that was not cute. You know when you get those yawns and it's just like full, like five chins, mouth hanging wide open? It's just like that was what it was. And actually, really quick, a funny story about me yawning. I was in a marching band practice and we were indoors and we were sitting in rows. And I kind of turned around to talk to my friend who was a clarinet, who was a row behind me. I play flute. And I went to yawn. And you know, sometimes when you yawn and like spit kind of like shoots out? Well, that happened. But it landed on a girl's leg, and it was so embarrassing. She did not notice. She looked up at the ceiling and she thought that something had landed on her. And she like turned to her friend and was like, "Oh my God, somebody just spit on me." And I'm like, "It was me." So that's an awkward yawning story. So I apologize if I'm yawning a lot. I feel another one coming, but whatever. So I did not write a script or anything. This was totally spur of the moment. But I think one of the main things that people should know about me and that people who do know me know that I love is books. I love books. You know, I will read anything. I've always really loved and cherished books. I remember when I was younger, I would always want to go to the bookstore, and whenever I would get a new book, I would cradle it and like hold it close to me and flip the pages and just handle it with such care. And I'm still such like a bibliophile, if you will. Whenever I get some extra money from babysitting because I don't have like a solid concrete job yet, I'll always buy books. Like right now, I'm waiting for the next big release of this series I love. That's by my favorite author. I actually like her other series better, but her series Throne of Glass, she's been working on it since she was 16. And the last book, the last eighth installment, comes out on Tuesday, the 25th, October 23rd. So I'm anticipating that, and she's just like a huge inspiration. I guess I should also mention that I enjoy writing. I don't know how good I am at it, but I think it's more of like a passion project thing. But getting back to like the written word and books, you know, like I mentioned earlier when I was talking, a lot of people I know have said, you know, I loved reading when I was younger. I loved reading. I loved, you know, like Magic Treehouse books or Animorphs or, you know, The Tale of Despera, which was my favorite book when I was little. There's just, it goes on and on, and then they just kind of drift away from it because it doesn't become fun anymore. Because with school, it just becomes kind of a chore, and then you have to fit in a book for fun. And I've had more than one person ask me, you know, like, how do you do it? Because I try to read about a book a week. Most of the time, it doesn't happen, but that's what I try to do. And they ask, like, you know, how do you do it? How do you find time to do that? Because I take AP classes, honors classes. Speaking of which, I failed my biology test yesterday, but that's besides the point. It's like, and what I tell them is that, you know, I take a book everywhere with me. When I was in elementary school in third grade, this person at my after school program said, "I never see you without a book." And whenever I think of the best compliments I've ever been given, that's one of the main things I think back to is that, you know, she noticed that I always had a book with me because that's such a central part of, I guess, my character and the things that I love, and it's such an outward thing that I don't even realize, but I do take a book everywhere with me. And it's, I guess it, you have to make conscious decisions where, you know, I could go on my phone or I could read 10, 15 pages of this book while I'm in this waiting room. There's so many, or I have a 6 minute passing period. I could read 5 pages of a book or spend 6 minutes on Snapchat talking to my friends. Or I could split the time or whatever, whatever. There's so many things that you could do. But I just think that school has kind of ruined reading for a lot of people. People my age, and or even an example of somebody that's older, I'm not saying that she's old, but my mom, she was born in the last year of the baby boomers, and I've tried to get her to read so many times, and she just won't, because she can't find time for it, because she has so much work to do, and things like that. And I try to tell her, you know, make time. There's time can be molded. There's so many things that you can do with time, and it's up to you. Like, you get to decide what you want to do with your time. But I think, especially with how, with the way that the world's going in terms of technology and things like that, you know, writing is kind of getting smaller, and reading is kind of becoming more peripheral in terms of my generation, because you have to really want to do it. You can't just, like, read fast. Like, you have to really take your time with it. You have to take your time when you're reading a book or an article or whatever it is that you're reading. You have to take your time with it. You have to, if you want to enjoy it, if you want to make it worth your while, you have to take your time and really savor it and understand the characters or the narrative that's being told and the different aspects of the story that's being told or the facts that are being told, if it's a biography or a history book. And I just think that that's one of the main reasons why my generation, Generation Z, just kind of doesn't read anymore. And yes, there's, you know, a good amount of us that do enjoy reading, but, you know, it's just not there anymore. And I think to come to what we can do to try and solve that, I mean, I guess just encourage, if you have, like, little kids, just, like, encourage them from a young age to read. And for people that are my age that, I don't know, might be listening, it's kind of weird to think of somebody just listening to my voice for 20 minutes straight. But I guess that I would just say, like what I said before, you know, time can be molded, time can be changed, and you have to take time to do the things that you enjoy. And I'm not saying that you have to enjoy reading just because I do, but, you know, I think that it's really important, because I found that in some of the fantasy novels I've read, I found a greater understanding of the world and society that we're living in those books than I have in news articles, because there's some things that are just so, that just transcend, you know, reality and fiction, and there's just some things that you have to, you can just find out for yourself, I guess, if that makes any sense. I don't really know where that was going, but you can find universal themes in books and all around you, and, you know, literature is one way that we've always been able to do that. So, yeah, I guess that's kind of all I really wanted to talk about today. I don't even know if I'm gonna upload this. I just feel really stupid. But I guess something I'm really passionate about is people, like, getting different sides of the story and understanding. So I guess next week or the next time I record, I don't really know what I'm going to talk about. So if you would like to send in suggestions or whatever, I'll try to figure that out. And if nobody does, I'll probably talk about either politics or school or music. And speaking of music, music's a huge part of my life. When I was younger, my dad would always introduce me to new music, and I think I was the only 3-year-old at my school that listened to The Clash. So, I just like to leave my listeners, whoever you may be, with a song to listen to each week. And this week, I'm trying to think. This week, I'm going to choose the song Rock and Roll by Eden. And this song has gotten me through a lot of really hard times. I've loved Eden. He's my favorite singer. I've loved him for almost over 2 years now. I've seen him in concert twice. And just the effect of his songwriting is so beautiful. And he writes his own lyrics, he produces his own music. He's from Dublin, Ireland. I think he's 22 years old. And he's just amazing in every single way. And this song really just made me realize how you can take control over your life and how you have to make conscious decisions about how you're going to live it and how you can, change for other people's ideas of what you should be, but in the end, you just have you and you're left with yourself at the end of the day. And there's audio at the end from a movie. I can't remember the name of the movie, but I think it had Scarlett Johansson and Bill Murray in it. I might be wrong, but I know that it had Scarlett Johansson. And it just talks about being confused about what you want to be and how you're going to become it. And I found a lot of truth in that, especially with my generation. So I'll play a little snippet from that if I can figure out how to do it. But I hope that you guys have a great week, I guess. And I'll see you or talk to you whenever I talk to you next. So, bye.